Cybersecurity is what is on everyone's mind, both a possible accord on cyber attacks. The president will talk to President Obama about that. And then cyber hacking and stealing intellectual property. Scott Borg is the director of the U.S. Cyber Consequences Unit. That's a nonpartisan research institute. Scott, start with the Chinese president's comments on hacking last night. He said he would not allow Chinese hackers to steal U.S. intellectual property. Do you think the Chinese will follow through on that?
The Chinese are in the middle of a huge anti-corruption campaign, so I think they will enforce the part of this agreement that involves ordinary cybercrime, theft of credit card information and such. But the bigger issue here for America is that the Chinese have been involved in a massive theft of competitively important business information. This is already costing us billions of dollars every year and could be a lot worse. It's doubtful that China will scale back on this very much because they need that information to sustain their economic growth.
And that's the fear of a lot of the businesses meeting today with the president in Seattle, who have business in China. Well, and stay with the first point that you were making, that they will crack down on, let's say, the hacking. They already have, right? I mean, there have been members of the military who've been prosecuted.
Yes, to some degree. There's been a large expansion of cybercrime, ordinary cybercrime, meaning customer account information used to steal money. There's been a great boom in that recently in China. And so cutting back on that will help a lot. It will reduce the pain for ordinary citizens. But the big issues here are for the future.
So you feel that this stealing of intellectual property is something that is still going to be a looming problem. Go to the accord, though, that the two countries are trying to hammer out over cyber attacks on infrastructure. What might that be? I mean, flesh that out for us.
We have to assume that if the Chinese military and the American military are doing their jobs, each is ready to destroy the other's critical infrastructure with cyber attacks. There's probably already malicious instructions inserted into our critical infrastructures that would allow China to do that. But China has no desire to destroy America's critical infrastructures, nor do we have any desire to do that to China. The last thing either of our countries would want would be economic collapse of the other and political chaos and dangerous movements. So we would actually, I'm sure, sacrifice our lives, put lives at risk to protect their critical infrastructure. So agreeing not to destroy it and the Chinese agreeing not to destroy ours, that's a really easy agreement to reach.
Well, and by the way, when we talk about critical infrastructure, we're talking about what? Power grids, hospitals?
Yes, we're talking about power grids, pipelines, refineries, financial system, all of that.
Yeah. Well, and you say this should be the easy part, but we're reading reports that it's not. Why is that, do you think?
There are issues here with how to enforce this and exactly what it means in detail and such. But the general area here is one of great consensus, great agreement. So it should be fairly easy to get a really strong-sounding agreement about not attacking each other's critical infrastructures.
But how do you think the conversation is going to go over the thing you are concerned about, which is the stealing of intellectual properties?
90 to 95% of the global theft of intellectual property is carried out by China. In other words, they're carrying out 10 to 20 times as much theft as the rest of the world put together. Over time, the theft of competitively important business information by China is a serious threat to the American economy. It could be something that could be moving us toward serious, even military confrontation. So if we can build cooperation about major defense issues in cyberspace, and if we can also then build collaborations about enforcing laws against petty cybercrime, we could potentially expand that gradually to encompass things that matter more to us. And the Chinese would have a face-saving way of also making some concessions here. So it's vital to get this cooperative activity started.
Well, and are you implying that, because people often wonder, does the U.S. steal from China? Right? Are you implying that they are, and that if the U.S. cracked down on that, that's the cooperation you're referring to?
To feed their economy, their economic growth, China needs information on all kinds of high-tech processes. We have all that high-tech information. China doesn't. There's no reason for us to steal information from China. in these areas because they don't have any information we don't have. We should be able to cooperate about enforcing laws against credit card fraud, for example. We should be able, since the Chinese are involved in this big anti-corruption campaign, we should be able to secure considerable cooperation in that area. So over time, we should be able to expand the range of cybercrime laws that we are collaborating on, that we are enforcing together.
That's Scott Borg, director of the U.S. Cyber Consequences Unit. Scott, thank you.
Thank you.